Captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow and every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on.
You're listening to the area's news and information station. This is KBEW Blue Earth.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in the U.S. Senate.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 47. The nomination is confirmed.
And Russell Vogt is President Trump's White House budget director, putting the Project 2025 architect at the helm of powerful office that he oversaw during Trump's first term. Democrats have sounded the alarm on Vogt. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says of the president's pick.
Of all of the extremists that Donald Trump elevated, of all the hard right ideologues who have come before the Senate, none of them hold a candle to Russell Vogt. He is far and away the one most dangerous to the American people.
The mass cuts to USAID are becoming more clear.
According to multiple sources, senior staff submitted a list to State Department leadership of people whose work around the world they deemed essential. But out of the about 600 on that list, Secretary of State Marco Rubio approved only 294 of them.
The goal of our endeavor has always been to identify programs that work and continue them, and to identify programs that are not aligned with our national interests and identify those and address them.
Employees considered essential were supposed to get an email this afternoon. The rest are part of the massive workforce getting put on administrative leave by Friday at midnight. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A federal judge temporarily blocks the Justice Department from releasing a list of FBI agents who helped investigate January 6th rioters. CBS's Scott McFarlane has been speaking with agents about their concerns regarding making information public.
They were part, under orders, of the investigation into January 6th. And that has metastasized into some form of a search for retribution that's going to fall on their shoulders.
A hearing on the matter is scheduled for Friday. The chair of the National Transportation Safety Board briefs lawmakers on Capitol Hill on the investigation into the helicopter collision with an American Airlines jet that left 67 people dead a week ago. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has the latest on the probe and the crash scene near Reagan National Airport.
The focus for salvage crews for the remainder of the week will be getting the rest of the wreckage out of the Potomac River. That includes the Black Hawk helicopter and a portion of the plane's wing, as well as any other large pieces of debris.
One person in the U.S. has died from being infected by the bird flu that is also boosting the price of eggs as chickens are being killed off to prevent the spread. Dr. Jacob Glanville, CEO of the vaccine company Centivax, notes there are a couple of strains that have started to infect cows.
When you have lots of chickens around people and then lots of cows or mammals around people, it just makes it easier than ever for the virus to jump towards humans. So there's a food access problem, but there's also a public safety problem.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Doug. Quickly, Moo. We don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Okay.
Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
The famed Mona Lisa is getting a new home, CBS's Elaine Cobb reports.
Visitors to the Louvre Museum in Paris almost always have one artwork in mind.
Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa. I always wanted to see it ever since I was little.
But the crowds gathered to see her make it harder to appreciate Leonardo da Vinci's painting and the other artworks around it.
People want to spend time with her, and that's okay, and we need to organize that.
Louvre director Laurence Descartes says an ambitious refurbishment plan will include moving the Mona Lisa to a new separate gallery to make more room for her and other masterpieces. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
On Wall Street today, both Ford and Qualcomm fell despite reporting better profits than expected. Amazon profits doubled, but the sales outlook disappointed investors. Tapestry, Ralph Lauren, and Philip Morris International rose. Treasury yields held relatively steady on the bond market ahead of tomorrow's looming report on the U.S. job growth. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
It's time now for high school basketball. Tonight it's Blue Earth Area taking on Martin County West. And tonight's game is brought to you by the Trimont Town Center Market, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, the United Hospital District, New Way K&H Cooperative, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Moore and Ace Hardware of Trimont, Welcome Oil Company, State Line Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, the Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Wagner Seeds of Wells, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, East Chain LP Gas, Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburne, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, and by Bevcom.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned...
And a good evening, everybody. We welcome you to Sherburne, Martin County West High School, here as we are getting set for tonight's matchup between the Mavericks of Martin County West and the Bucks of Blue Earth Area. Blue Earth Area 8-11 coming into tonight's game, and Martin County West 6-14 coming into tonight's matchup. Blue Earth Area has had three games here. This is their first game of this week, but they had three games last week, as last Monday they fell to Waseca 64-44 at Blue Earth. And then they went up to New Ulm to take on Minnesota Valley Lutheran and lost to the Crusaders up there, 61-54. And then last Friday, they took on the Fairmont Cardinals in Fairmont and lost that game as well, 71-50. Now for Martin County West, they've had just the one game here this week, and they went up to Cleveland to take on the Clippers and lost to the Clippers on Tuesday, final score 67-63. For Blue Earth Area, after tonight, they will be hosting Belle Plaine tomorrow night. And then on Tuesday, go up to Redwood Falls to take on Redwood Valley. And then next Thursday, they will be hosting Pipestone Area. Now for Martin County West, next week, they will going to be hosting Mankato Loyola here in Sherburne as part of the basketball classic they have going on here on Saturday. Then also on Monday, they go up to Edgerton. Then next Friday, they go up to Cedar Mountain. We take a look at the starters here for both squads. First of all, for Martin County West, number one, Kale Larson, 5'11" senior. Number two, Luke Larson, 5'11" senior. A change in the lineup here, Kane Sharp, number three, will be starting. He's a 6'4" senior. He'll be starting in place of Josh Robin tonight. Number 21, Jacob Wilma, 6'3" senior. And number 22, Jeremiah Olson, a 6'1" senior for Martin County West. Now for Blue Earth Area, number 0, Brenson Hoskins, 6'2" senior. Number 4, Caden Jubas, 5'11" sophomore. Number 11, Gage Barker, 5'10" senior. Number 23, Will Bromlin, 6'3" junior. And number 25, Jacob Grand Jeanette, a 5'10" senior for Blue Earth Area. Blue Earth Area, 8-11. Martin County West, 6-14. And we'll come back with tonight's game here from Sherburne on the other side of this 3-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball here on KBEW.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
What do most banks do when they're not taking care of customers? At Bank Midwest, our team is serving someone and something else. Like donating funds to the local fire department that needs updated equipment and protective gear. The kids in your neighborhood who need playground equipment. And the YMCA for the area that needs program funding. Bank Midwest, where what we do for you and your community matters. Bank Mid-what? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Hungry? Hy-Vee makes mealtime easy with fresh, tasty meals delivered right to your door. And right now, get 20% off your order. From comfort classics like fried chicken to healthy favorites like garden fresh salads, our meals match your cravings. Made to order and ready in no time for curbside pickup or delivery. You can even schedule ahead for dinner time. Right now, get 20% off your order. Make mealtime simple and delicious with Hy-Vee.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
This is Leah with Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited. If you're looking for honest and experienced farmland experts and appraisals, we are here to help. As every family situation is different, we can evaluate your unique situation and help you through the numerous decisions to be made. With a strong surge in farmland prices, sales are strong, and it's a good time to discuss your appraisal, auction, or private land sale needs. If you need any help, give me a call at Auctioneer Alley or go online to auctioneeralley.com. When it comes to the experience you need, we have it. We are family owned for over 60 years and treat each sale as our own.
And we're back once again in Sherburne at Martin County West High School. Again, your starters for both squads. For Martin County West, Kale Larson, Luke Larson, Kane Sharp, Jacob Wilmoth, and Jeremiah Olson. Now for Blue Earth Area, Branson Huskins, Caden Juba, Gage Barker, Will Bromlin, and Jacob Grandjeanette. We'll take one more 1-minute timeout. We'll come back with basketball in a minute here on KBEW.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
And we're back in Sherburne, and Blue Earth Area won the tip. Here's a shot put up from three from Gage Barker is up and good. So Barker gets the Bucks up on top early here. 3-0. We're just underway. They come out with a full court press with the basketball here now. It will be Olson, or check that it'll be That will be, let's see here, Jacob Wilmuth with the basketball. He brings it down court, and it ends up getting fouled. And being called for the foul, Will Bromlund here for Blue Earth Area. Inbounding the basketball here now, Jeremiah Olson for Martin County West. Gets it into Kale Larson now on the right wing. Back inside, Wilmuth, turnaround jump shot for Wilmuth is up and good. And it's 3-2 now, Blue Earth Area up on top. For the basketball here, now for the Bucks, it will be Bromlund, top of the key. And he's in the front court. Basket to our right here this time. Going out to Juba on the right wing. Up on top. Bromlund will try a three. That's no good. And the rebound off to Wilmuth for Martin County West. He's going to bring it down court. Guarded heavily now by Juba. Wilmuth with the basketball here now. Gets that one back off to Kale Larson in the front court. Basket to our left. Kale with the basketball here now. Man-to-man defense applied now by Blue Earth Area. Up on top this time here now. Now goes inside now to Luke Larson. Shot put up is no good. Rebound, Kale Larson, Martin County West. And he gets it knocked away by the Bucks. And it goes back here to the Mavericks with 16:48 left to go in the first half. And a 3-2 lead for Blue Earth Area over Martin County West. Inbounds pass goes to Wilmuth. Wilmuth gets that one back up to Kale Larson now on the left side. Kale back inside to Wilmuth. Wilmuth will drive in. He will stop. Shoot, no good. Rebound taken this time by Grajanet for the Bucks. In the front court, basket to our right here now is Blue Earth Area. With it now is Barker to the top of the key. Barker will drive in, firing back out this time. And a three-point attempt by Grajanet is up and good. Jacob Grajanet puts a three up, and it's now a 6-2 lead for Blue Earth Area with 16:20 left to go in the first half. Kale Larson now left baseline. Going to get it back out this time here now to Olson. Olson will look at a three. He'll try that three. It's up and good for Olson. Jeremiah Olson has the three-pointer that time. Mavericks back to within 1-6-5. Bromlund, top of the key, gets it back over now to Barker on the left side. Barker now will bring it back to the top of the key. Finds an opening, fires back out now to Juba. Juba will drive in. Loose basketball picked up this time and taken away by Martin County West. And they end up throwing it right away and out of bounds. And it goes back here to Blue Earth Area. Sub time for Blue Earth Area. Number 15, Sullivan Dahlberg will check in for the first time. Dahlberg, 6'4" sophomore. Inbounds pass this time goes to Juba. Breaking it up to the front court. Basket to our right this time. He's in the front court. Juba getting it back off to Dahlberg. Back inside this time. Now back up on top now to Bromlund. Bromlund getting it back out this time here now. To number 11, Gage Barker for Blue Earth Area. Barker firing it back out to Juba. Juba will take the baseline from right to left. Going to go back out to Barker. Barker getting it back out. Now to Grandinette. Bringing it back inside and gets it lost. And taken away this time here now by Martin County West of the basketball. Now Kale Larson bounce pass inside to Wilmuth. Wilmuth turnaround jump shot is up and good for Wilmuth. Wilmuth gets that one to drop. That puts the Mavericks up on top for the first time tonight. 7-6 with 14:56 left to go in the first half. With it here now is Bromlund. Bromlund will drive in and he's going to be fouled immediately here by the Mavericks, I believe. Wilmuth will be called for that one with 14:49 left to go here. And we'll see if the scoreboard agrees with me. It's actually going to be called on Kale Larson, his first. Branson Huskins back in here now for Blue Earth Area, coming in now for Jacob Bromlund. It will be Bucks basketball. Barker will attempt the inbounds pass, getting inside to Juba. Juba getting it back out to Huskins. Huskins on the high post, left side, gets it right back up on top now. To Dahlberg. Dahlberg getting it back out this time here now. Bringing it in and taking the shot inside is up and good this time here now for Gage Barker. Barker gets the shot to drop. He's gone 5-8-7. Blue Earth Area up on top in the first half. Back out to Kale Larson now on the high post. Left side. Kale with the basketball will drive in. And we have got an out-of-bounds play going to be called here on Martin County West, and it's going to go back to Blue Earth Area. Second turnover here now for the Mavericks. 14:18 left to go here in the first half. Blue Earth Area up on top, 8-7. Juba with it here now. He will drive in, and Juba will be called for traveling. Juba moved his pivot foot that time, called for traveling. 14:09 left to go in the first half, and an 8-7 lead for Blue Earth Area over Martin County West. Bucks come out with a full court press here now with it. Kale Larson in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Guarded heavily by Juba. Dale Larson now will shoot from 15 right side. No good. Rebound is going to be knocked away and out of bounds. It'll go back here now to Blue Earth area. Down to 13:55 left to go here now. In the first half, an 8-7 lead for the Bucks. They have the basketball. Juba with the basketball up on the front court. Basket to our right this time. Juba goes back up to the right wing now to Grand Jeanette. Grand Jeanette will bring it right back up on top here. Now onto the high post right side. He will look at a three and try one. That's no good. Rebound Lucas Larson for Martin County West. Back to Keel Larson now in the front court. Basket to our left. Getting it off to Wilmoth on the high post. Right side. Wilmoth will penetrate. Firing back out this time. They're going to put a shot up that's going to be good this time here now by Olsen. Olsen now with five. Mavericks up on top by two. 10-8 with 13-18. Left to go in the first half. Juba now on the left wing. Up on top to Grand Jeanette. Or check that Bromlin. He throws it back out to Huskins. He tries a three from the left side. No good. Rebound taken by Martin County West. Kale Larson now with it to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Kale will bring it over on the far baseline. And double team gets it off to Wilmoth. Wilmoth underneath this time. This time now to Sharp. Gets it blocked out of bounds. Back to Martin County West. Subtime now. Grand Jeanette back in here now for the Bucks. For Barker. And coming out from Martin County West is Kane Sharp. And I believe coming in for him, I believe, is Chase Owens, and it is. Three-point attempt is going to be good here this time. For Martin County West, it is 13-8 now. Mavericks up on top by five. Here's Bromlin driving in, shooting and scoring. That's his first deuce of the night. Lead down to three for the Mavericks, 13-10 with a basketball here now. This time it will be Olsen getting it back up to Wilmoth now on the left side. Wilmoth with a basketball here now for Martin County West. Drives in, twists, turns, no good. For the shot, however, a foul going to be called here before the shot. With 12:22 left to go here now in the first half. Foul going to be called here now on Bromlin. That's going to be his second, so he'll have to sit down. And checking in, number 33, Peter Fletcher for Blue Earth area. Bounce pass inside to Wilmoth. Wilmoth double teamed, firing. Now he gets rid of it. Now to Luke Larson. Luke back out to Kane Larson. Or check that Kale Larson now on the high post left side. Whistle. Turnover going to be called here now on Martin County West. Another Maverick turnover. 12:11 left to go here now in the first half. Martin County West 13 and Blue Earth area 10. And the Bucks of the basketball. Juba up at the front court now with it. Basket to our right, getting it back out to Grand Jeanette. Grand Jeanette will drive it back out to Juba left side. Juba right back up on top now. To a shot put up from three by Dahlberg is up and good. Dahlberg ties it all up at 13-13. Kale Larson now with it for Martin County West to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Kale getting it back off to Owens now on the right side. Owens will drive in. He will shoot. No good. Rebound taken by Juba in Bullworth area. Front court. Basket to our right this time. Off to Dahlberg. He'll try another three. It's up and good. Dahlberg gets that one to drop. He's got back-to-back threes in the 16-13 lead now for Bullworth area. Off to Kale Larson now. Off to Wilmoth on the top of the key. Wilmoth will drive, shoot, no good. And I believe he'll get a chance for some free throws for for Martin County West, and he will. And the pair coming up here now. Guilty of that particular one here now. Going to end up being Peter Fletcher. It's going to be his first. And a pair of free throws for Jacob Wilmoth. He's got four thus far. 6 foot. 3-inch senior for Martin County West, and he drains the first one. Wilmoth up to five now, 16-14. Buck lead down to two. Second free throw coming up here now for Wilmoth for Martin County West to bring the Mavericks back to within one here now. Takes another dribble. Quiet Jim. Shot is up and no good. Rebound, fought four, and we're going to call out a bounce on Sharp off of Martin County West. Is going to go back to Blue Earth area with 11:18 left to go here now in the first half. Bucks up on top, 16-14. With it here now is Barker to the top of the key. Basket to our right this time. Barker right back up on top to Dahlberg. He'll try another three and drain it. That's back-to-back-to-back threes for Dahlberg. He's got nine, and it's 19-14. Blue Earth area up on top. With it here now is Martin County West. Keel Larson now on the high post, left side. Keel now with it. And they go back down to the left wing, right back up on top to Will. Miss flies a three, doesn't take it, gets it off to Owens here now. Or check that Olsen, getting it back up to Keel Larson. Now he'll try a three from the right side. That's no good. Rebound to Owens. And they're going to see out of bounds off of Blue Earth area. Back to Martin County West with 10:37 left to go here now in half number one. And it'll be Keel Larson to attempt the inbounds pass this time for Martin County West with 10:37 left to go in the first half. Inbounds pass. Going to go down to the Mavericks. Keel Larson for three right side. That's no good. Rebound Dahlberg, Blue Earth area. Down court to Grand Jeanette. Back to Dahlberg. He'll try another three from the left side and drain that one. 4 3-pointers in a row for Dahlberg. And the Bucks have opened up a 22-14 lead over Martin County West. Here's a shot put up. No good this time by Wilmus. And nice save that time by the Mavericks. Back out to Wilmus. Wilmus will drive. Shoot and no good again. Rebound taken this time by the Mavericks. Shot put up again by Wilmus. No good. Rebound to zone shots. Underneath the Sharps, getting it back out to Keel Larson. Back out on top to Wilmus. Wilmus here now with it for Martin County West. He loses it, taken away this time by Barker. 2-on-1 break. Barker is up and in. Barker gets it to go down. And a timeout in the court called here by Martin County West. Our score with 9:44 left to go here in the first half. Blue Earth area 24, Martin County West 14. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back in Sherburne, 9:44 left to go in the first half. It is Martin County West basketball. They have a 10-point deficit, 24-14. Blue Earth three up on top. Ball going to go inside to Cash Owens. Chase Owens, I should say, ends up going out of bounds back to Blue Earth area with a basketball here. Now is Barker to the front court. Basket to our right this time. He brings it up to the top of the key for Blue Earth area. It'll be going out right side this time. Barker will drive in with it. With a man all over him, and a foul going to be called here on Martin County West. Foul called here on the Mavericks. And it will be a couple of free throws coming up here now. Foul this time going to be called on Keel Larson, his second. And it will be a pair of free throws coming up here now for Gage Barker. First one is up and no good. Gage Barker as of now with 7. Second free throw coming up here now for Gage Barker now for Blue Earth area. With 9:24 left to go in the first half. That one is up. He misses that one as well. Goes for his own rebound, but it's going to lose it out of bounds on the attempted save. And goes back to Martin County West with 9:21 left to go here now in half number one. Subs coming in for both squads here now. It'll be Maverick basketball. The Bucks put the full court press on. They get it inbounds down to Wilmus. Wilmus now with it. Going to get it back out this time to Luke Larson to the front court. Basket to our left. Back to Wilmus up on top. Wilmus taken right away this time by Grand Jeanette. He goes the other way here now for Blue Earth area. And going to get it out to Juba. Again to Dahlberg again for a three. But his streak has come to an end there as he misses that one. He has hit 4 3-pointers in a row for Blue Earth area. 24-14. Bucks up on top with it here now. Keel Larson for Martin County West. Gets it off to Wilmus up on top. Wilmus will look at a shot, but he will drive in instead and gets it knocked away. And a foul going to be called here now on Blue Earth area with 8:44 left to go here now. Guilty of this one here for the Bucks will be Peter Fletcher. It's going to be his second. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Jacob Wilmus for Martin County West. First free throw is up and no good off the back of the iron. Second free throw coming up for Wilma. Sometime Huskins will come back in now for Peter Fletcher. Fletcher, a 6'7" sophomore for Blue Earth. Here he's got to sit down with two fouls here with 8:44 left to go in the first half. Wilmus's second free throw is up and good as well. Wilmus makes that one. He's up to 6 and it's 24-15. Martin County West up on top. Up on top of it now with Juba, getting it off to Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette gets it back out this time to Juba. Now in the left corner, he brings it to the top of the key, fires back out this time to Dahlberg. He takes the baseline, turnaround, layup is no good. Rebound taken here now by Martin County West. They have it. Kale Larson in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Kale, top of the key, gets it back off to Wilmus in the high post, right side. In the right corner here now is Sharp. Sharp with it here now for Martin County West. Looking back inside out of Wilmus. Wilmus back out to Luke Larson for three, left side up and good for Luke. Luke Larson gets that one to drop. It's now 24-18. Blue Earth area lead cut to 6. Juba now right side for the Bucks with 7:56 left to go in the first half. Getting it back out this time to Barker. Barker back up to Grandjeanette right side. Takes it to the baseline now. Gonna fire right back out on top. Juba for three, left side, no good. Rebound taken now by Martin County West. Down to 7:40 left to go now in the first half. With it now, Kale Larson, front court, basket to our left. Out to Luke Larson, back inside to Wilmus. And we have got a whistle and a foul gonna be called here now on Blue Earth area. Guilty of that one, Gage Barker, his first. That's the team's fifth here of the first half with 7:31 left to go, and I think we have a timeout, and we do, with 7:31 left to go here now in the first half, and our score, Blue Earth area 24, Martin County West 18. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Back in Sherbert, 7.5 left to go here now in the first half. And we have Martin County West basketball. Inbounds pass, going to go underneath to Chase Owens. He puts the shot up and in. Chase Owens gets that one to drop in. That's his first deuce of the night. 24-20, Mavericks chopping away at the lead. They're down by 4 to Blue Earth area. Off the Grandjeanette right side. Grandjeanette will drive in. And we have got traveling on Grandjeanette. Turnover number 4 on Blue Earth area. 7:14 left to go here now in the first half. Inbounds pass goes this time to Olson to the front court. Basket to our left. Off to Owens. He will take the baseline up and in. Chase Owens chopped, and the rest of the Mavericks chopping away at that Blue Earth area lead. It was 10 earlier. Now it's down to 2. 6:58 left to go in the first half. Here is Bromlin driving, shooting, no good, and a foul going to be called on Blue Earth area, on the Martin County West, I should say. That's going to send Bromlin to the free throw line here now for the Bucks. As we're down to 6:55 left to go here now in the first half. Bromlin at the free throw line. First of two for Bromlin is good. Bromlin gets that one to drop in. He's got three now, and it's 25-22. Blue Earth area on top. Second free throw coming up here now for Will Bromlin as he takes a couple of dribbles, launches it, and scores that one as well. Bromlin making both on that one. He's up to 4, 26-22. Blue Earth area leading Martin County West with 6:50 left to go in the first half. Kale Larson down court this time to Owens. Back out to Sharp. Sharp bounce pass up this time here now to Olson. He shoots a three. That's no good, and we got a foul going to be called here now on Blue Earth area. Guilty of that one for the Bucks. It looks like it'll be Bromlin out. No, it's actually going to be, I take that back, it's going to be on Kane Sharp for Martin County West as we go the other direction, as both teams making some subs. Juba inbounds pass goes to Grandjeanette, back out to Juba. Juba going to bring it down court here now for the Bucks in the front court. Basket to our right. Up on top now to Bromlin. Bromlin now with it. Up on top, Juba. Juba, top of the key for the Bucks. gets it back out right side to Grand Jeanette. Back out this time to Juba on the right wing. Juba getting it back out this time to Dahlberg. However, he moves his pivot foot a half a second too soon and is called for traveling with 6:19 left to go here now in the first half. Blue Earth area 26, Martin County West 22. Inbounds pass this time going to be going to Kale Larson. Kale back to Luke, back to Kale. Front court basket to our left, and I believe that's going to be Barker getting another foul for Blue Earth area, or will it be Dahlberg? I think it's going to be Dahlberg now. Yep, it is Dahlberg. As Sullivan Dahlberg picks up his first, the team's fourth here, actually sixth of the half. Next block foul will put the Mavericks at the free throw line with 6:10 left to go here now in the first half. Around the perimeter they go is Martin County West. Up on top here now. Here's a three-pointer this time by Olsen. It's no good. We got a whistle. And it will be Blue Earth area basketball here. And they're going to call it out of bounds. And they're going to get some subs back in here now. Caden Chuba back in the ballgame for the Bucks after a brief breather off to Gage Barker. To the front court. Basket to our right this time now for Blue Earth area. Barker gets that one back off. Now he gets it right back up on top here now. Grand Jeanette with it. Grand Jeanette will drive in. He will shoot. He will score. Grand Jeanette gets that one to drop. He's up to five now, and it's 28-22. Blue Earth area up on top with 5:40 left to go here now in the first half. Underneath Owens, shot up and good for Martin County West. Chase Owens up to six. Mavericks extend the lead back up to four, 28-24. Here is Barker shooting, no good. Rebound, Chuba. Back out to Grand Jeanette. Back to Barker up on top here now to Bromlin. Bromlin will drive right back in. He will shoot. He will score. Will Bromlin now up to six, 30-24. Blue Earth area up on top with 5:04 left to go in the first half. Back inside Wilmes. Wilmes this time off to Owens. Loses control of the ball, and it's going to be a turnover now. They turn it right back over to Martin County West. Wilmes underneath misses an easy layup. Rebound taken this time by the Bucks. Barker to the front court. Basket to our right this time. He will drive, shoot, and score. Gage Barker gets that one to drop as well for Blue Earth area. He's got nine. Bucks opening up an 8-point lead, 32-24. With it from Martin County West. It's going to be Cash Owens. Chase Owens, I should say. Getting it back underneath of the Wilmes up and in. Jacob Wilmes up and in with eight. 32-26, Blue Earth area up on top with a 4.5 left to go first half. Here's a three again for Bromlin this time, and he drains one. Will Bromlin drains a three-pointer. 35-26, Bucks lead up to nine now. 4:13 left to go in the first half. That one is going to be dribbled off his foot that time off of Jeremiah Olsen. It goes back now to Blue Earth area. Caden Juba will attempt the inbounds pass here now for the Bucks, and he will inbounds it to Gage Barker, and we are back to the action, back to Juba. Juba heading up to the front court, basket to our right this time. Juba will go off to the right side, up on top this time to Bromlin again for three, but misses that one, and the rebound taken to Martin County West with 3:56 left to go in the first half. 35-26, Blue Earth area up on top. Here is Luke Larson now on the right side. Luke with it now, getting it back off to Kale on the high post right side. Kale Larson now with it. Right back up on top to Owens. Inside Luke Larson, he's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for Martin County West. Luke Larson will go to the free throw line here with 3:37 left to go here now. As Brenson Huskins calls for the foul. Foul number seven, team-wise, but this was a shooting foul, so a pair of free throws coming up here now for Luke Larson for Martin County West. Blue Earth area 35, Martin County West 26. Luke's first free throw is good. Luke now up to four, 35-27 now. Dahlberg will come back in here now. For Blue Earth area, second free throw for Luke Larson coming up here now for Martin County West. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken by Bromlin for Blue Earth area. To the front court. Basket to our right this time is Bromlin on the high post right side. He will find an opening. Drive, shoot, and score again for Blue Earth area. Will Bromlin now puts the Bucks up by 10, 37-27. With 3:19 left to go in the first half. Back to Luke Larson, taken by Owens at baseline. He shoots and is fouled by Fletcher. And Fletcher picks up his third personal foul with 3:13 left to go here now in the first half. Fletcher might have, well, they're going to keep him in for right now. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Chase Owens for Martin County West. 3:13 left to go here. Owens' first free throw of two is no good. Two in, two out for Blue Earth area. Fletcher will immediately head to the bench. He knows he's got to sit down with three fouls. And back in is Branjanet and Juba. And let's see here. I didn't see who the other sub was coming out for Blue Earth area. Second free throw for Owens is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken here now by Martin County West. That's taken right back by Blue Earth area. Bromlin now with it. Bromlin finds an opening drive, shoots, and scores again. Bromlin shooting and scoring. And we got a timeout here now by Blue Earth, there by Martin County West, I should say. Well, I wonder. Well, tell you what, this is going to be a momentous occasion here. Bromlin, let's see, it looks like he eclipsed something. And the Buck fans are on their feet cheering on Will Bromlin here. And they hand him a sign, but we can't see what the sign is because all their backs are turned towards us here. But Will Bromlin picks up a nice award here now. 1,000 career points, I do believe. Yes, okay, so Will Bromlin scores his 1,000th career point here now for Blue Earth area. Gets the picture taken and the sign put away. We'll get back to the action here with 3:02 left to go here now. Here in the first half, 39-27, a 12-point lead for Blue Earth area. That's the Bucks' biggest lead here thus far tonight. For the basketball, Kale Larson for Martin County West gets it inside, stripped and taken away by Dahlberg. Dahlberg back out to Bromlin. Bromlin gets it back out. Barker for three, right side, no good. Rebound taken by Bromlin. Back out to the right wing here now for Blue Earth area. Bromlin again will launch a three. That's no good. Rebound taken now by Kale Larson, Martin County West. 2:34 left to go in the first half. Bucks 39, Mavericks 27. Gets it back off to Owens. Owens, loose basketball taken away this time now by Dahlberg to Juba. Back to Dahlberg, up and in underneath. Dahlberg gets that one to drop in. I have him for 14, 41-27 now. 3-point difference here for, I should say it's a 14-point difference, I should say, here now for Blue Earth area. Now another three going to be put up and good this time by Martin County West. 41-30, 11-point lead for Blue Earth area. We're under 2 minutes left to go now in the first half. And Blue Earth area steps out of bounds on the far sideline and turn the ball back now to Martin County West with a minute 56 left to go here now in half number one. It's Martin County West basketball, as it will be. Kale Larson in the front court. Basket to our left, off to Luke to Sharp. Back now to Luke Larson, now on the high post, left side. Luke with the basketball off to Kale Larson. Kale getting it back to Wilmus. Looking back inside, now to Sharp. Bounce pass inside Owens. Knocked away, out of bounds. It goes back now to Blue Earth area with a minute 37 left to go here in half number one. Inbounds pass this time going to be going to Juba. Juba back over this time now to Barker in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Barker fires it back up this time again to Dahlberg. He's had the hot hand for three-pointers tonight. And Dahlberg has 17. Blue Earth area 44. Martin County West 30. Minute 16 left to go here now in the first half. Around the perimeter they go. Right back up on top to Kale Larson. Kale looking back over this time here now to Sharp, back to Kale Larson. He'll try a three-pointer and drain it. Kale Larson gets that one to drop. That's his first points of the entire night. 44-33. We're under a minute left to go in the first half. For the basketball here now, it will be Bromlin. Bromlin back out to Barker. Barker will take the baseline. Gets it now over to Granjanet. He will drive in. Getting it back out to Juba. He'll try a three. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by the Mavericks. 44-30. Bucks up on top with 35 seconds left to go in the first half. Off to Owens. Up on top to Kale Larson. Looks at a three. Doesn't take it. Luke will try one from the left side. That's no good. Rebound and a foul going to be called here now. Foul going to be called here on Martin County West. And we'll see who this one's going to be called on. It will be called here now on Jacob Wilmuth. That will be his first, and some subs coming in for both squads with 24.6 seconds left to go in the first half. As it will be, Sullivan Dahlberg to attempt the inbounds pass for Blue Earth area. Going to be getting it in here this time now to Barker to the front court. Basket to our right. Bucks looks like they're going to go for one shot. However, timeout on the court will step aside as well with 17.4 seconds left to go here in the first half. Our score, Blue Earth area 44 and Martin County West 33. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Tremont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range, and their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Tremont Town Center Market.
17.4 seconds left to go here now in the first half. Blue Earth area 44, Martin County West 33. And it will be the Bucks inbounding the basketball here now. It'll be Grand Jeanette with the inbounds pass going to go to Chuba. Chuba to the front court. Basket to our right here this time. Chuba on the high post, left side. Chuba here now with it. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Looking back inside to Dahlberg. Dahlberg with 3 seconds. Turn around, jump shot is up and good, and a foul going to be called. Dahlberg gets the shot to fall, and he'll go to the free throw line to complete a three-point play here now for Blue Earth area. With a foul on Martin County West, Jacob Wilmuth, well, he'll pick up actually. No, it's not going to be Wilmuth. It'll be Chase Owens for his second. At the free throw line to complete the three-point play is Dahlberg. That one is up and good. Dahlberg has had the hot hand tonight for the Bucks. 46-34. Long shot. The buzzer is going to bounce off the front of the rim. And that is our first half. Halftime score, Blue Earth area 47, Martin County West 33. We'll add up the numbers and come back with those first half numbers from Sherburne coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on KBEW.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
More at
Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More at Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-kandh.com.
And we are back here in Sherburne. Our halftime score, Blue Earth Area 47, Martin County West 33. One thing for Martin County West, however, one of their starters, Josh Robin, is out tonight, and that might have something to do with things here for Martin County West as we take a look at the first half numbers here. First of all, for the Mavericks, 3 points for Kale Larson, 4 here for Luke Larson. We have 8 here for Jacob Wilmus, 5 for Jeremiah Olson, and 6 for Chase Owens off the bench. A total of 33 points for Martin County West. Now for Blue Earth Area, we have 9 here for Gage Barker, 5 for Jacob Graginet, 13 for Will Bromlin, and Sullivan Dahlberg hit 4 three-pointers in a row. He's like 4 for 6, I believe, from the three-point line here in the first half, and he's got 20 to lead all scorers here tonight for Blue Earth Area. 47 for Blue Earth Area, 33 for Martin County West, and we'll have more at the half coming up after we take this timeout here on KBEW.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Welcome, Oil Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Oil Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitchstock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Oil Company of Welcome.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You'd never settle for underperformance, you'd never settle for less than maximum yield, and neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid how? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Wake up, weekend warriors. Hy-Vee's Breakfast Buffet is calling. Every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m., dig into scrambled eggs, egg bake, crispy bacon, sausage links, biscuits, and gravy, hash brown casserole, fresh fruit, and so much more. All for just $12.99. Kids 12 and under eat for $6.99. Bring the family, pile your plates, and let Hy-Vee handle breakfast this weekend. Delicious food, happy tummies, zero dishes. Your table is waiting.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
And we are back in Sherburne, and we are set to get the second half underway here for tonight's game between Blue Earth Area and Martin County West. Blue Earth Area 47, Martin County West 33. Will Bromlund has scored his 1,000th career point in the first half. Second half now underway. The two teams have changed courts, and we're underway here now. Here is Cale Larson now on the high post. Right side, as he gets it right back up on top this time now, to Kane Sharp. Sharp with the basketball. Gets it back out now to Olsen in the high post right side. Olsen back out this time here now to Cale Larson once again. Cale will drive in. Shoot, no good. Rebound, fought for and taken by Martin County West. Here's Olsen now on the high post right side. Getting it back out this time here now to Cale Larson. Back inside to Kane. Sharp puts it up and in. Sharp gets that one to drop here now for Martin County West. That's his first points of the entire ball game. 47-35 Blue Earth Area here up on top. With it here now is the Bucks to Juba, top of the key. Juba getting it back out to Grandjeanette. Shoots from the free throw line. Good. Nice shot that time here by Jacob Grandjeanette. He's up to seven, and it's 49-35 Blue Earth Area up on top. Getting it back out this time here now to Cale Larson. We got ourselves a whistle and a foul. With 16:56 left to go in the game, and the foul going to be called here now on Jacob Grandjeanette. That's going to be just his first foul of the night. Martin County West basketball. Cale Larson has it now, going to get off now to Kane Sharp. Sharp with the basketball up on top this time. Fires back. Loose basketball and taken away by Juba to the front court. Basket to our left. Juba back off to Huskins for three left side. That's no good. Rebound, and we got a foul called here now on Martin County West. I believe that's going to be called on Chase Owens, if I'm not mistaken, and the scoreboard agrees with me. Third foul on Chase, and it will be Blue Earth Area basketball. Inbounds pass attempted by Gage Parker. Underneath this time to Grandjeanette, up and in again. Jacob Grandjeanette with a back-to-back twos. Brings the lead for Martin County West down to 16-51-35. Dale Larson now with it on the high post, left side. Going to go up out to the wing now this time. He'll launch a long three, no good. Rebound taken here now by Bromlin. Front court basket to our left. Bromlin back out to Huskins now left side. Huskins gets it back out to Bromlin now on the high post, left side. Out to the wing once again. Grand Jeanette takes the baseline in, shoots, no good. And he's going to be fouled here by Cale Larson. Cale called for his third, 16:05. Left to go in the contest, 51-35. Blue Earth area up on top of Martin County West. At the free throw line for a pair, it will be Grand Jeanette. First one is up and good. Grand Jeanette has scored the first 5 points here of the second half for Blue Earth area. Wilmuth is back in here now for Kane Sharp for Martin County West. Second free throw, Grand Jeanette is up and no good. Rebound taken here now by Martin County West. Back off the send to Luke Larson. Front court basket to our right this time. Out to Cale Larson now on the high post right side. Cale going to go back out to the right wing. Looking back inside. Stripped and taken away by Blue Earth area. And now is loose again. Now picked up by the Bucks. With it here now is going to be Huskins for three, left corner. No good. Rebound taken here now by Owens for Martin County West. Off to Olsen now on the right side. Olsen with it. Getting it right back up on top to Wilmuth. Wilmuth will try to drive in. Twist, turn, shoots, no good. Rebound, fought for and taken by Blue Earth area. We go the other way. Bromlin down court, wide open underneath. Underneath is Barker up and in. Gage Barker with his first point of the second half. 11 altogether, 54-35. Mavericks up, I should say Bucks up on top. Here up Martin County West. Another loose basketball taken away by the Bucks. Down court to Huskins underneath. No good. Shot put right back up by Bromlin is no good. Rebound taken by Martin County West. Down court pass. Shot put up this time by Luke Larson is no good. And a foul going to be called here on Blue Earth area. Foul called on the Bucks with 14:57 left to go in the contest. That one going to be called here now on Grand Jeanette. His second. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Luke Larson. Larson's first free throw is no good. Sub time. Dahlberg will come back in now for Huskins for Blue Earth area. Dahlberg had the hot hand for the Bucks. He had 20 of those 20 points. 5 3-pointers for Blue Earth area. Second free throw coming up here now for Luke Larson. That one is up and good. Luke, 1 for 2 that time from the free throw line. Sub time now, number 11. We have Lixon Forsberg into the ball game for the first time. 5'7" sophomore here now for Martin County West. Juba gets the inbounds pass to the front court. Basket to our left this time. And to get it back out to send to Barker underneath. Barker right back out on top to Bromlin. Looks to the three, doesn't take it. Now he'll drive. Now he will shoot. Now he will score. Barker gets that one to go down. Gage Barker now is up to 13, 56-36. Back up to a 20-point lead for Blue Earth area. For the basketball here now, it will be, let's see here, it'll be Forsberg in the ball game now. Getting it back out. Here's a 3-point attempt. Good this time here now by Cale Larson. Cale drains a three for Martin County West, and we have a timeout on the court with 14:20 left to go here in the game. Our score, Blue Earth area 56 and Martin County West 39. Back with more from Sherburn in 1 minute.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
14:20 left to go in the game. Blue Earth area 56, Martin County West 39. Juba in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Going to get it off to Bromlin. He has the hot hand for three. That's no good. Rebound Forsberg to Martin County West. Back out now to Kia Larson. Now to the front court. Basket to our right this time for Martin County West. As it will be Keel driving in, shooting, and no good at that one. Just hung on the rim for about a half a second before it drops off. And a foul going to be called, however, on Blue Earth area. It'll send the Mavericks to the free throw line. And Graham Jeanette just picking up his third foul here now. 13:59 left to go in the game. First free throw for Keel Larson is no good. Subs coming in for both squads. Devin Hayes will check in for the first time for Blue Earth area. Number 3, 5'9" junior. Second free throw coming up here now for Keel Larson. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken this time by Bromlin for Blue Earth area. To the front court. Basket to our left this time to Barker. Back to Bromlin. Bromlin going to go back out this time here now to Hayes. Hayes right back up on top. Now to Dahlberg. Dahlberg back to Juba. They're doing some tricking and rolling. Blue Earth area here now is. With it is Bromlin. He will drive. He will shoot from 15. That's no good. Rebound taken by Martin County West. 13.5 left to go in the ball game. As it'll be Keel Larson going coast to coast up and no good. Rebound taken by Blue Earth area. Recovered by Barker underneath. Up and in. Forsberg tried to knock it away. Barker was there to get the ball and put it up and in. Barker up to 15, and it's now 58-39. Blue Earth area up on top of Martin County West. Forsberg now going to get it off to Keel Larson now. Right baseline. Keel to the top of the key. Now going to go back up to the right wing. Keel now with it. Loose basketball knocked away this time here now by Dahlberg. Underneath the Bromlin up and in. Bromlin up and in for Blue Earth area. He's up to 15. Bucks opening up their biggest lead now at 21, 60-39 over Martin County West. Luke Larson off to Keel Larson up on top. Keel, loose basketball picked up again by Barker. Barker goes coast to coast, puts it up and in again. Barker also has the hot hand. He now has it in the second half. He's up to 17, 62-39. Blue Earth area up on top. Keel Larson now to Wilmus at the free throw line. Wilmus will drive right back in. He will shoot and score. Jacob Wilmus puts that one back up and in. He's up to 10. Blue Earth area 62. Martin County West 41 with 12:10 left to go in the game. Back out again this time. Barker again underneath. No good this time. Rebound taken by Keel Larson to the front court. Basket to our right. Off now to Luke Larson. Now back underneath that of Wilmus. Center on jump shot. Wilmus is no good, and I think Dahlberg got a piece of him. Probably not. Actually going to be called here now on Hayes with his first for Blue Earth area. A pair of free throws coming up here now for Jacob Wilmus here now for Martin County West. Takes a couple of dribbles. A very quiet gym. First free throw for Wilmus is in and out, no good. Subs coming in for both squads. 11:53 left to go here now in the game. Second free throw coming up here now for Jacob Wilmus for Martin County West. Blue Earth area 62, Martin County West 41. Second free throw for Wilmus is no good. And the rebound taken now here by Blue Earth area. Juba to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Cross court pass now over to Huskins on the left side. Huskins right back up on top to Dahlberg. Dahlberg will try and drive. Lynn ends up throwing it right to the hands that time of Luke Larson. We go the other way. Luke drives, shoots, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Blue Earth area. Back to Martin County West with 11:32 left to go here now in the contest. Blue Earth area 62, Martin County West 41. Martin County West has the ball. Dahlberg or check that. That'll be Forsberg with the inbounds pass underneath to Wilmus, and he gets the shot blocked that time, and they're going to call a foul. Going to call a foul on Peter Fletcher. I don't think this is Fletcher's night tonight here. That is his fourth foul. And every time he comes in, he's picked up a quick foul here. So Peter Fletcher off the bench with four fouls here and a pair of free throws for Jacob Wilmus for Martin County West. First one is good. Wilmus gets that one to drop. He's up to 11. 62-42, 20-point lead now for Blue Earth area. Kale Larson back into the contest for Forsberg here now for Martin County West. Second free throw coming up here now for Wilmus. That one is up and no good. Rebound taken by Juba for Blue Earth area to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Off to Dahlberg. Back over now to Huskins. Back to Dahlberg for three. Now that one is no good. He's getting called all of a sudden. Rebound taken down by Huskins underneath. Loose basketball taken away by Luke Larson for Martin County West. Larson back out this time to Olsen. Now on the right wing. Bounce pass inside to Sharp. Sharp gets it. Loses the basketball taken away by Juba. Blue Earth area. Front court basket to our left this time. Juba getting it back out this time here now. To Barker on the high post left side. Juba now with it once again. Back to Barker. Barker, top of the key. He will drive. Fire back out this time. Dahlberg will try a three from the right corner. No good. Rebound taken this time by Fletcher and up and in. So Fletcher makes this case make it look a little bit better with those four fouls. That's his first point of the night. 64-42. Blue Earth area on top with 10.5 left to go in the game. Kale Larson now with it left side. Up on top this time to Wilmus. Back up to Kale Larson in the left wing. Guarded heavily now by Juba. Now to the left corner now to Luke, or check that Sharp back down to Kale Larson. Kale Larson again on the left wing. Up on top, Luke Larson. Back to Kale Larson, left wing. Up on top, Luke Larson. He will try a three with 3 seconds left on the shot clock. It's no good. Rebound, Juba, Blue Earth area. Front court, basket to our left this time is Juba. Goes out to the wing. Juba now with it. Now gets it back out this time now to Dahlberg underneath. Back out this time to Huskins. Huskins from the right side bringing it in to the baseline shooting. No good. Rebounds his own shot back up and in. Branson Huskins now with his first deuce of the night. 66-42. Blue Earth area on top. 9.5 left to go in the game. Kale Larson back out to Olsen now on the left wing. Up on top Wilmus loses it. Down court to Barker from Juba up and good again. Barker gets that one to drop here now for Blue Earth area. We have a timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well with 9:21 left to go in the game. Blue Earth area 68, Martin County West 42. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Back here now at Martin County West High School in Sherburne. Martin County West basketball once again here now. With it here, it's going to be Kale Larson now out to the right wing. Bounce pass inside. Shot put up. Blocked that time by Fletcher. Fletcher with a block. Down court now. This time to Bromlin out to the right wing. Front court basket to our left this time. Bromlin right back up on top to Juba. Juba now with it. Getting it back out up to Barker. He will go in, gets the ball knocked out of his hands. He'll go out of bounds back to Blue Earth area with 8:54 left to go in the game. Bucks with a 68-42 lead over Martin County West. Inbounds pass this time attempted by Barker. Barker looking back inside to Bromlin, and he's fouled that time here now by Chase Owens. Owens picking up his four, so he's got four. Peter Fletcher's got four for Blue Earth area. And there will not be any free throws this go-round. Barker will attempt the inbounds pass, and he does. Way out to Bromlin. Front court basket to our left this time. Bromlin getting it right back to Juba. Juba getting it back. It's this time now, and going to end up being Barker throwing it away. Bromlin wasn't quite ready for that one, and it's going to go out of bounds back here now to Martin County West with 8:44 left to go in the game. Inbounds pass this time. Going to go to Kale Larson. Kale to the front court. Basket to our right this time for Martin County West. To Luke Larson now in the left corner. Luke back out to the wing. Going to go back inside now to Kane Sharp. He shoots. That's no good. Foul called on Blue Earth area. And Kane will go to the free throw line now for Martin County West with 8:31 left to go in the game. Foul called on Blue Earth area. This time, Peter Fletcher. He's going to end up fouling out off the bench with 2 points. Peter Fletcher fouls out with 2 points. And it'll be free throws coming up here now for Martin County West here for Kane Sharp. First one for Kane is up and off the back of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Kane Sharp. 68-42. Blue Earth area leading Martin County West. Second free throw this time for Kane is good. Kane, 1 for 2 that time. He's got 3. 68-43, Blue Earth area leading Martin County West. So then now is Bromlin. Bromlin drives, shoots. That's no good. Rebound taken by Sharp, Martin County West. Sharp back out this time here now to Luke Larson on the left side. Inside out of Wilmus. Wilmus takes the baseline. Shoots, no good. Rebound put back up and no good by Sharp. Rebound this time going to be going back out to Owens. Chase back inside now. Shot put up and good this time here now by Jacob Wilmus. Wilmus now up to 13, 68-45. Blue Earth area leading Martin County West, 7:50 and counting. Left to go in the contest. Juba now with it for Blue Earth area. Gets it to Huskins. Looks at a three, doesn't take it. Back out to Juba from three. Left side, good again for Juba. That is the first point of the night for Caden Juba. 71-45. Blue Earth area all over Martin County West thus far with 7.5 left to go in the game. Kale Larson now with it. Timeout's going to be called. No, 5 seconds is going to be called before the timeout was issued by Martin County West. So we go the other way with 7:25 left to go in the game. Blue Earth area 71, Martin County West 45. Juba inbounds pass this time. It's going to go to Barker to the front court. Basket to our left. Back down to Granjanet. Granjanet to Huskins. Huskins back out to Semda Dahlberg. And now going to be a takeaway for Martin County West. Back to Kane Sharp to the front court. Basket to our right. Now off now to Kale Larson. Kale with the basketball. Looking back inside now with it. Now he's going to fire back out to Wilmus. Takes the base. And we got a push-off foul going to be called here now on Martin County West with 7:01 left to go here. Foul number 7 on Blue Earth area. Guilty of the foul is Huskins. So 1-1 coming up here now for Kane Sharp. He's got 3 thus far here now for Martin County West. Kane Sharp, 1-1. First one is up and no good. Rebound taken here now by Dahlberg for Blue Earth area. Dahlberg back to Juba in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Juba now getting it back out to Semda Barker. Back to Juba now on the left side. Juba will drive in. He will shoot and no good. A foul going to be called, I believe, on Kale Larson. This time for Martin County West. Kale Larson guilty of his 4th foul now with 6:46 left to go. 2 free throws coming up here now for the sophomore, Caden Juba. First one for Caden is up and good. Caden Juba with 4. 72-45. Second free throw coming up here for Caden with 6:46 left to go in the game. Caden's second free throw is up and good as well. Caden up to 5, 73-45. Blue Earth area leading Martin County West with 6:46 left to go. Noah Lane will check in now for Blue Earth area. Lane, 6'1" senior. Inbounds pass this time. Is going to go here now to Kale Larson to the front court. Basket to our right now for Martin County West. Underneath to Owens. Owens, loose basketball taken away this time now by Barker. Coming back coast to coast, up and in. Barker gets that one to drop here now for Blue Earth area. 75-45, 30-point lead for the Bucks with 6:24 left to go in the game. With it here now, Luke Larson with a hook shot. That doesn't fall. Rebound taken this time here now by Noah Lane. Dropped out of Juba to the front court. Basket to our left and knocked away this time here now by Luke Larson. Out of bounds back now to Blue Earth area with 6:10 left to go here in the contest. Inbounds pass to Caden Juba. Caden goes up left wing this time. Caden to the top of the key, getting it back out this time. Now to Barker. Our check at Hoskins. Hoskins now with it. Around the perimeter, back to Juba. Juba will drive in. Turnaround jump shot. Juba is no good. Rebound taken by Owens. Taken out of Akeel Larson to the front court. Basket to our right for Norton County West. Underneath, shot put up again. No good by Wilmus. Off to Sharp with the rebound. He puts it back up. That's no good. And a foul going to be called here now on, I believe, Martin County West, or it will be Blue Earth Area. It'll be Hoskins for Blue Earth Area. Foul number 3. 1-1. Actually, 2 shots this time coming up here now for Kane Sharp. First one is off the front of the iron. No good. Bromlund back in, as is, let's see, Devin Hayes for Blue Earth Area. Coming out will be Juba and Hoskins with 5:39 left to go in the game. Second free throw coming up here now for Kane Sharp. For Martin County West, that one is good. Kane Sharp now up to 4. Blue Earth Area 75, Martin County West 46. 5.5 left to go in the game. Underneath this time, out of Barker. Barker, right, goes right back up to Bromlund. Bromlund will try a 3-pointer. No good. Rebound tipped and taken by Grand Jeanette. Loose basketball, but picked up this time now by Martin County West. For the basketball here now, Kale Larson in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Kale getting it back off this time out of Sharp on the high post right side. Back out this time to Owens. Back inside Olsen. Olsen puts the shot up. That's no good. Rebound taken by Blue Earth Area. Lost to Martin County West. They get it right back. Shot put up this time here now by Kale Larson is up and good. Kale now up to 5. Check that. That's 8 he's up to. 75-48, palming the basketball called here on Blue Earth Area. 4:48 left to go in the contest. Bucks 75, Mavericks 48. With the basketball here now, Kale Larson, front court, basket to our right this time. Kale gets that one back off to Sharp on the high post, right side. Lane Sharp getting it back out this time here now. To Olsen, he launches one, it scores. Olsen with that one to drop, he's got 7. 75-50, Blue Earth Area lead cut to 25, 4:20 left to go. Bromlund will drive, shoot, and score. Bromlund gets that one to drop in, he is now up to 17. Blue Earth Area 77, Martin County West 50, 4:07 left to go in the game. With it here now is Olsen, high post, right side. Olsen with the basketball, going to get it up now to Kale Larson, launching a 3 right side, no good. Rebound, loose basketball, tie up, alternating possession will end up going back here now to Blue Earth Area. With 3:52 left to go in the game. Roman will come out and get a nice hand here from the Blue Earth Area fans, as he scores his 1,000th career point as a Buck here tonight. 77-50. Blue Earth Area up on top with 3:50 left to go here in the contest. With it here now for Blue Earth Area is Hayes to Grand Jeanette. Back out to Barker. Barker now with it to the top of the key. We have got a, an offensive foul called here now on Blue Earth Area. Subs coming in from both sides. 3:38 left to go here. Blue Earth Area 77, Martin County West 50, Martin County West basketball. Olsen inbounds pass Forsberg, back now to Olsen to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Olsen, top of the key, gets it to Forsberg now on the high post. Forsberg going to get it right back out this time here now. To Brennan Ringnell into the ball game for the first time, and Forsberg will launch a 3 and drain it. Forsberg with his first point of the night. 77-53, Blue Earth Theory on top. 3:10 left to go in the game. With it here now is Hayes. We have got a push-off foul going to be called here offensively on Blue Earth Area with 3:05 left to go here. With 3:05 left to go, foul going to be called here now on Jacob Grand Jeanette. He will come out. I believe he might be done for the night. Olsen inbounds pass this time. Going to be going here now to Ringnell. Back now to Olsen to the front court. Basket to our right this time. We're under 3 minutes left to go in the game, and it's going to be have ourselves a tie-up. Owner in possession will go back to Martin County West with 2:56 left to go in this one. Lewis area 77, Martin County West 53, with 2:56 left to go here in the contest. Inbounds pass attempted by Ringnell. Ringnell gets that one in here now. To Olson to the front court, basket to our right. Olson will drive in off the Forsberg. Forsberg now with it, going to go back out to Olson. Olson from the left corner shoots a three. That's no good. Rebound Ringnell right into the hands of one of the Bucks for Blue Earth area. Blue Earth area basketball. 2.5 left to go. Hayes in the front court, basket to our left this time. Hayes will drive in, firing back out this time here now to Omar Gomez into the ball game here for Blue Earth area. We have got a whistle, and out of bounds is the call. Off of Blue Earth area, back to Martin County West. 2:25 left to go in this one. Blue Earth area 77, Martin County West 53. With it is Olson to Forsberg on the high post, right side. Forsberg will drive. We've got a whistle and a blocking foul called here now on Blue Earth area. Down to 2:14 left to go here now. Guilty of that one. Noah Lane for the Bucks, 6'1" senior. Gomez will come out. Back into the ball game. Maxwell Peterson, number 14, 5'7" senior for Blue Earth area. And Forsberg at the free throw line here for a pair. First one is good. Lixon Forsberg now with his fourth point. 77-54. Second free throw is also good. He's got five. Blue Earth area 77. Martin County West 55 with 2:14 left to go here now in the contest. Inbounds pass this time. Going to get it off to Hayes to the front court. Basket to our left. Hayes now with it. Will drive all the way in. Puts it up and no good. Rebound taken here now by Martin County West. And they have it. But the basketball here now is going to be Brennan Ringnell for Martin County West. We're under 2 minutes left to go in the game. Ringnell now with it. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by Tristan Hansen in the ball game for the first time. 5'11" senior. Here's a shot from three. Is no good by Lane. Rebound Blue Earth area. Shot put up from three. Maxwell Peterson is up and in. Maxwell Peterson gets the three to go in. 80-55. Blue Earth area on top. Here's a shot put up for the Mavericks. Is no good. Out of bounds. Back to Martin County West with 1:27 left to go here in the contest. And some more subs coming in here for Blue Earth area. Inbounds pass this time is going to be going off to Ringnell. Ringnell takes the baseline, shoots. Shot blocked, but a foul. Nope, they're going to see he steps out of bounds as he went down the basin and goes back to Blue Earth area with 1:23 left to go in the game. And the inbounds pass this time going to be going out of Maxwell Peterson to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Peterson. To Lane, back to Peterson, back up on top Lane. Lane this time, off to Hansen, back inside, loose basketball, picked up by the Mavericks, with 1 minute left to go now in the ball game. It's been almost all Blue Earth area. Long three-pointer is no good that time by Richard DeMorris for Martin County West, the rebound off the Blue Earth area. Lane in the front court, basket to our left this time. Lane with the basketball. Gets it knocked away, goes over and gets it and brings it right back over. Lane back out this time here for a three-point attempt. No good here now by Dakota Mitchell for Blue Earth area. Down court, here's Ringnell putting one up and no good. However, we got a foul called and Ringnell will go to the free throw line for a pair for Martin County West with 35.7 seconds left to go here in the contest. And Brennan Ringnell at the free throw line for a pair. He's a 5'11 senior for Martin County West. That one is up. That one is good. Ringnell with his first notch in the scorebook, 80-56. Second free throw coming up here now for Brennan Ringnell for Martin County West. That one is up. That one is good as well. He makes them both. 80-57, Blue Earth area on top with 35 seconds left to go in the contest. Lane in the front court, basket to our, or check that, Yep, it is Lehman with it. Here's a shot from three. Is up and good this time now by Dakota Mitchell. Dakota gets a three, 83-57, 15 seconds left to go in the game. With it here now is Richard McMaris. Going to fire it back over now to the left wing to Isaac Fitt in the ball game. Goes in for a shot underneath, no good. Rebound taken here now, this time by Hansen. Hansen underneath, shot put up is good this time by Isaac Anderson. And he'll go to the free throw line with 0.2 seconds left to go in the game. 85-57. Blue Earth area going to go to 9-11 after tonight. And the N1 coming up here now for Isaac Anderson for Blue Earth area is up and good. He makes that. And he's got three. Inbounds pass. That is going to be ricocheting off the wall in between to get the gym separated here, and the game is over. Final score, Blue Earth area 86, Martin County West 57, and we'll come back with our post-game festivities coming up here after we take this time out. You're listening to High School Basketball on KBEW.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care. Committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Tremont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range, and their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay at the pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Tremont Town Center Market.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we are back here in Sherburne as the Blue Earth area Bucks defeat Martin County West tonight. Final score 86-57. as we take a look at the numbers here for Martin County West. First of all, 8 points for Kale Larson, 5 for Luke Larson, 4 points for Kane Sharp, 2 points here for Brennan Ringnell, 5 here now for Lixon Forsberg, 13 for Jacob Wilmus, 7 for Jeremiah Olson, and 6 for Chase Owens, a total of 57 for Martin County West. Now for Blue Earth area, we have these unofficial numbers here. Branson Huskins with 2, 3 points here for Dakota Mitchell, as well here as Maxwell Peterson, 5 points here for Caden Juba tonight. And then we go to 10 points here now for Jacob Grandjeanette. And then 17 here for Will Bromlin, who scored his 1,000th career point here tonight for Blue Earth area. 20 points here for Sullivan Dahlberg, all of which in the first half. He had 5 3-pointers in that first half. And leading all scorers tonight was Gage Barker for Blue Earth area. He had 21 points, and 12 of those were in the second half. A total of 86 here for Blue Earth area. So Blue Earth area will now go to 8-11. Martin County West will drop to 6-15, and we'll come back and wrap everything up here from Sherburne after we take this final timeout here on KBEW.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More at Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More in Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Welcome, Oil Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Oil Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitchcock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Oil Company of Welcome.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
And we are back in Sherburne as we begin to wrap things up here tonight. Blue Earth area will go to 9-11 with an 86-57 win over Martin County West. Now, after tonight, Blue Earth area will be hosting Belle Plaine tomorrow night. Then they have a little bit of a road trip coming up on Tuesday up to Redwood Falls to take on Redwood Valley. Then next Thursday, they'll host Pipestone area. Now, for the rest of the week for Martin County West, it'll be a boy-girl doubleheader back here in Sherburne on Saturday against Mankato Loyola. And then they go up to Edgerton on Monday, and then they go up to Cedar Mountain coming up here next Friday. That's going to wrap things up here for us from Sherburne. Our thanks to all of our wonderful sponsors from both Blue Earth area and Martin County West. Our thanks to Kim Webster back at our main studios in Blue Earth. And our thanks to you for listening here as well. Once again, the final score of tonight's matchup, it was Blue Earth area defeating Martin County West tonight. Final score, 86-57 for KBEW Radio and KBEW98Country.com Sports. I'm Royce Burra saying good night from Sherburne.
You've been listening to basketball here on 98 Country. Tonight's game between Blue Earth area and Martin County West has been brought to you by Bevcom, by Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburne, East Chain LP Gas, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, New Way K&H Cooperative, United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, the Trimont Town Center Market, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Stateline Cooperative, Welcome Oil Company, and more an Ace Hardware of Trimont. Blue Earth area versus Martin County West basketball has been a presentation of KBEW Sports.
Friends, when doves cry, take it easy. Eagles on the way and Starship, we built this city.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
me. KBEW invites you to listen for Elmore Area News every weekday morning at 9:10.